Hey y'all! Welcome to my first podcast episode. This is I Promise to Shoot You If You Become a Zombie. We're gonna do true crime, we're gonna have a little comedy, sometimes my husband will join, and we're just gonna have some fun. So today I thought we would do an episode back in history. What happened on this day in 1929? So let's get started! So have you ever heard of Ned Doney Jr.? Edward Lawrence Ned Doney Jr. was 35 years old and he was an heir to an oil family fortune. In 1929, on this day, he was found dead, shot through the head at his Greystone Mansion, 55 rooms, Tudor-style home in Beverly Hills. Hugh Plunkett, his secretary, was also found nearby, and he was dead of a bullet wound. So the authorities did not investigate long before they ruled that a deranged Plunkett had shot his employer and then turned the gun on himself. But to this day, the crime is still a source of rumor and speculation. Was it really a murder or suicide, or was it just made to look that way? According to the LA Times, Doney was the son of LA's richest man, and that's what led to so many questions. A lot of people thought that the killing may have been tied to a huge national corruption scandal. In 2002, a historian, Richard Rayner, explained the oil discovered in 1892 near the La Brea tar pits by Edward L. Doney drove the great LA boom. By the early 1920s, Doney was one of the richest men in America. In 1922, he sent his son Ned and Ned's chauffeur, Hugh Plunkett, to Washington, where they handed $100,000 in a black leather satchel to Interior Secretary Albert Fall. In exchange, Doney got the lease on a naval oil reserve worth some $100 million. It all came out as part of the Teapot Dome scandal that brought down Warren Harding's administration. In 1929, the unstable Plunkett was due to testify before one of the ongoing investigations, but on the night of February 16th, he and Ned Doney were found dead on the floor of a bedroom in one of the Doney mansions. Both had been shot in the head. Burren Fitz, recently elected district attorney, promised a full investigation. None came. To look over back issues of the LA papers during that period is to receive a blunt lesson. The case explodes, receives a brief blizzard of press, and then nothing. The doors shut, the waters close over, the official line is peddled, Plunkett went mad, shot Doney, and then himself. It's a stunning example of power at work. So, of course, coverage of the case was dropped decidedly. Many historians say that was the power of the Doney family back then. Ned Doney Sr. faded from the public view after years of the financial scandal. The case was closed, but speculation and rumors continued about what really happened. The LA Public Library had many theories of what really happened, and KCET TV profiled the scene of the crime. So, what do you think? Do you think that it was a murder-suicide? Or do you believe somebody else could have shot them because of the scandal? This is a big one, and I really like it. The sources were from LATimes.com, along with the other ones that I named. But I love this story because it just makes me think of, like, you know, the 1920s and the black and white and, you know, smoking a cigar in the office. And it's just so cool. But I really would like to know what happened. And I'm also really curious to know what you think. This is a short recording tonight. Like I said, it's my first one, but I really hope you enjoyed it. And if you have any that you would like to hear, just let me know. Let me know what you think. You can email me at nikkitemple@gmail.com and we will get going on more. So for tonight, y'all enjoy, and I hope that y'all enjoyed my podcast. And I hope that y'all have fun for the rest of the week. Stay warm. I'm in Mississippi and we are frozen in. I hope everyone else is staying safe and warm. And have a good night.